Okay. We are on Ayin Amos at the top. Second line. Okay, so where are we holding? So we have Gzeirah Shavah between Pesach and Truma. In order to learn out that an Aharon is a Kohen Aharon is not allowed to eat Truma. We learn it from Pesach, Toshav Esachir, Gzeirah Shavah. And we learned out that this Gzeirah Shavah is Mufne Mitzad Echad. Right, we need the Tzad of Truma, but we didn't need the Tzad of Pesach, and that's what we're holding. So the Gemara says, Kati Mufne Mitzad Echad. Lamai says, we just said, it's only Mufne Mitzad Echad. It's only free Mitzad the side of the Pesach. It's Truma we needed, the Toshav Esachir. Vishmaina Lei, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Mufne Mitzad Echad, the Medimu Meshivi. So we have a problem. Because we mentioned yesterday, there's different shitas, and Rabbi Elazar's shita is that if you have mufne only on one side of the equation of the Gzeirah Shavah, only one side is free, then you could ask a kasha on the Gzeirah Shavah. If it's free on both sides and according to everybody, no question, you can't ask any kasha. But if it's mufne only on one side, you can ask a kasha. And we have a kasha. We already saw yesterday that on the Gzeirah Shavah that Pesach is more chamor because it has pigul no sartame as opposed to truma. So there is a kasha, and Rabbi Elazar says you can ask a kasha, but it's free on one side. And here we have a problem because it is only free on only one side, only on the side of the Pesach. So how can we learn the Gzeirah Shavah? So the Gemara answers kevin de legufe lo tsarich. So shadei chad alamed ushtei chad amilamed. So we do some fancy footwork over here, and we take it's free, we said, on the side of the Pesach, right? Now, however, there's two words. There's Toshav Esachir. So what we're going to do is take one of these words and literally throw it on the side of the Truma, which we didn't have anything free on that side, and one of the words, so leave it by here by Pesach, and now we have Mufna Sheit Tzadim. Right, because we have the ability to do that because we have two words here. So one word we'll put on to Truma, one word keep on to Pesach, and now we have free on both sides, and now we can make the Gzeirah Shavah even though we have a kasha on it, because it's a meshivin once it's free on both sides. Yeah, that was Gzeirah Shavah. But we needed them both over there. So there was nothing free on the Truma side. But now we take one of them from Pesach and throw it on to the Truma. I'm sorry? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's look at the little long Rashi here. The Shmaina and Lei, the Rabbi Elazar, the Amar, Mufna Mitzad Echad Lamid. Okay. Im Ein Lahashi. You only learn it if there's not what to ask a kasha. If you have a kasha, you can't learn it. Vim Yesh Lahashiv, Meshivim. V'kanyesh tshuva ma'ala pesach shechin chavim alav v'pigul nos v'tame etc. k'dalel. So here we got a problem because you can ask a kasha if it's only free on one side, and it is only free on one side, and we have a kasha. L'chama meperek mitzvah schalitza shme'ina leidah rabbi yazar da'amar mufna mitzadacha l'midin mu'mashimi. And we see later on daf kavala, that's where Rabbi Elazar Shita comes out, that you can ask a kasha if it's only free on one side. Where is that? Diktani a chalitza bismol psula. The Tanakhama says that if a woman does chalitza with the left shoe, like from his left foot, then it's pasul. It has to be the right foot. Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, he says, okay. For me in my time in a Tanakhama, why does Tanakhama say it must be with the right? It can't be with the left. Yalif regel regel mi mitzora. It's a gzeirah shavah regel regel. From regel from chalitza, regel to regel to mitzora. The Ksiv, it says by the Mitzora, Al Bohin Yiraglo Hamini, the big toe of the right foot, says by the Mitzora, and the regel regel, so it has to be under by the right, right? Must be, and if it's not, it's no good. The Kray Yaseirahu, and it's basically Mufna, right? It's Kray Yaseirahu. Why? The Kevin Ksiv, it says Al Damasham, says anyways you put the oil on the Damasham, but Damasham Ksiv, it says of a regel Yemanis. Therefore, you don't have to say it again by the shemen, because we put the shemen over there on the top, because we know it already said it by the Dhamma Hashem. V'aminan b'menachos. Okay, so that's good. So therefore, it's like mufne, right? And it says in Menachos in Perikama that mufne hu l'midrash. We have yad yad l'kamitza. These are mufnes. We have yad yad l'kamitza, regal regal l'chalitza, as we have over here, ozan ozan l'ritzia. For Rabbi Lezer, he says it's okay, machshir chalitza be small. Why the lo gamar mi mitzora? Why does he say it's okay? He says no, because he can't learn this gezira shava from like we've been doing from mitzora regal. But why not? Because yikal mifrach mala mitzora shekain taun eitz eres veizov vishni tolas. Because there's a pirch on this, you can ask Akasha on this gezira shava. That mitzora is more chamur because it needs its eres, eisov, nitzolas, etc. Umakshinan hasam v'Rabbi Eliezer lo yalif regular mitzora. He doesn't learn this gzeira shava. Ay vatanya minayin l'ritzia shehi b'yamin umeshaninan ozen ozen. We learn the gzeira shava ozen ozen that it's mufna, but regal is lo mufna. So why can't we learn it? Why does he learn the regular from mitzora? Because the problem is, even though there is a gzeira shava, But it's not mufna, right? On both sides, we saw it is mufna on one side, but not on both sides. V'afal gav the gzeira shava mufna mitzad echadu. We saw it's only on one side. It's not, but one side we saw by the chalitza is by the mitzvah. It is right with the dam hasham already. We learned the dam, so remember it has to be on the right foot. So one side was free. The regular mitzvah mufna, as we said. But since the regal on the chalitza that side isn't, so that's there. Rabbi Eliezer says you got a kasha, and you can once you move on the side echad, you can ask kasha. Therefore, we're asking a kasha, and therefore it's no good. Okay, so Rashi continues. So he said, since you don't need the toshav ezach sachir at all by the pesach, lo toshav lo sachir, neither the lo efshar leukme kipishtayu. Klal, so because you can't use, it's not, there's no pashtus at all in those words there, so it's totally free. So therefore, havale trei kra yetiri. So we have both words, they have two words free, toshav and sakir. So shadei chad alame v'chad amilame, and so throw one on the lamed, which is truma, and one on pesach, the milamed. And therefore, mufne mishnei tzadim. Now we have it free on both sides. And according to divrei kol, the meidim ein meshivin. And if it's mufne on both sides, everybody holds you can't ask any kashas. Afili liyesh lash. Even if you do have a kasha, you can't ask. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, Gemara asks the following. Now, e pesach. So imap zanag Gemara says, okay. So we have this. Now going back to our gzira shava. We have gzira shava, pesach, truma, fine. However, once we have this, once we have a gezeir shava, so Gemara says, well, let's extend it. You know, let's learn other things from it. So why don't we say the following? Ima pesach onei nasurba, af truma onei nasurba. Since we have a gezeir shava, why not take it a step further and say that just like by pesach, an onein is not allowed to eat, someone whose relative died, right, until after the burial, he's an onein. So since he's not allowed to eat the pesach. And we have a gezeira shava pesach truma. So why not say that a kohen that is an onein should not be allowed to eat truma? We learned the pesach from Meister Sheni. You'll see later. We learned it from Meister Sheni that by pesach you're not allowed to, an onein is not allowed to eat korban pesach. So okay, so we have a gezeira shava. So why don't we say this thing in red truma? But lamaisa, we don't say that. A kohen that's an onein is allowed to eat truma. So, but why don't we say should no? You shouldn't be allowed to because of gezeira shava. So Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Chanina, Amar Kra, because we have another pasuk, a mute. It says by truma, when it comes to the zar, is not allowed to eat truma, so they learn out, v'chol zar, it says in the pasuk, zarus amarti, lechava lo aninas. It's a mute, right? It says a zar is not allowed to eat truma, zar no, but onein yes. And therefore, a kohen onein is allowed to eat truma, because of the diuk. I asked the Gemara, Ema velo arelus. So Gemara says, well, why are you using that? You know, the zarus is a zar's not true, but an onein is. Why don't you use that for arelus, an aro? Why don't you say instead that a zar is not allowed to eat truma, but an aro is? So Gemara says, no, haksiv toshav ezachir. So we already said we learned from our Zereshava Toshav and Sachir that an aros is aser b'and an aros is aser b'and with the truma. So the Gemara says Umar Reisa. In other words, so we have a Zereshava and we have a miu, right? Zereshava Pesach with truma, and we have a miu zaris below something else. Okay. So Gemara says, well, you have two. We're dealing with two things here. We have a dealing with arelis and we're dealing with aninus. So one of them is included in the gezeirah shavah le'iser, just like pesach is aser, the aral also the truma, and the miut is we do say on aninus. Gemara says, well, why are you doing it that way? We can do it just do it the other way. I mean, this is easily do it the other way, and say in other words, use the gezeirah shavah for aninus and the miut for arelis. And say just like by Pesach an onen is aser, also by truma is aser, and use the miut of zarus and not arelus. Why are you doing it that way? You can do it the other way. So the Gemara says mistabra arelus havile rebuye, because it makes more sense to say that what is aser is the arelus and not the aninus. Why? Shekain, because we find that the inyan of arelis is more chamur than aninus, and therefore we want to say what is aser makes more sense to say the arelis is, because it's more chamur than aninus in five things. You have a simin, maisim, krusim, bedavar, ha'evit. So what are they? Number one, these are the five things again that mila is more chamur than aninus. First of all, it's mechusar maisim. Okay, that an aral, in order to become not an aral, he has to do a maisa mila. Whereas a ninus, he doesn't have to do anything. He just time will pass and won't be known it anymore. Number two, maisa begufa, and by a aral, he has to do a maisa, and the maisa is done with his goof. In other words, by the aninus, there is per se a maisa that the maisa kfura or whatever, but that's not on his body. So it's less chamur. Next is number three, ve'anush karis, that a person doesn't maul himself, he's his own karis over there. So it's more severe than aninus. And number four, ve'yeshno lifnei adibur, that the mila was given before matan Torah, which makes it more chamur also. And number five, umila sechara v'avadav is merkevis, that a person can't eat the Korban Pesach, not only if he's an Arab, but even if he's mal, but his children, his Avadim, they don't have Mila, it's Me'aka. So these are all things we find by an Arab, not by Aninus, and therefore Arelis is more Chamor, and therefore if we're going to choose which to be is the more Chamor one, that we're going to say is Aser, also by Truma, we're going to choose Dafka, the Arelis, and not the Aninus. Morris says, Adarabba, aninus havele rebuye. Why? I can show you that aninus has things which are more chamur than arelis. And what are they? Shekain, three things. Number one, yeshno b'chol shah. One thing is that a aninus can be any time, and it can be over again. A person can be an onen, and then be an onen again, and then any time, number of times in his life, whatever. Whereas an aros is just once, and then if he has meal, and then it's finished. That's one thing, that aninus is more chamur. Number two, v'noheges v'nashim v'nashim. Right? Anina, a woman can also be an onen, but by an aros, that's only by a man. And number three, v'ein biyado l'sachin esatzmo. Right, an onain is he has to just wait until he's not an onain anymore. He can't do anything to take him out of himself from being an onain. Whereas by an RL he could do bris mila. He won't be an RL anymore. He has to wait for that to happen. You know, we could do it. I hear. Could be the mice are really an aninus is till the end of the day though. So he has to wait till the end of the day. And number three, ve'ein b'yotav raif. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so why are you saying, oh, we have these chumras, five chumras by RLs, you don't have by aninus. I have them from aninus that RL doesn't have. The Gemara says, yeah, but hanech nefishan, but which has more, right? The RLs has five, and this has only three. So Sachakol, Arelis is more chamer than Arelis is more chamer than Aninus, and Aninus is than Arelis, and therefore, again, we're going to use the Gezir Shava for the Yisr side to for Arelis and not Aninus. Rav Amar, Velo Hanach Nefisha Nami Lo Matzid Amar. So he says, Rava says, you know, you don't even have to come on to that. I'll give you a different reason why we're going to use the Gezir Shava, you know, less or by the Arelis, not be Aninus. Why? Because the following logic. He says, Shafkinan Arelis, Dixi Begufe de Pesach, Vialfina and Aninus, Mi Pesach, de Pesach Gufe Mi Meiser Gamrina. So he says, the logic is that the Pesach, that's Asr, and Aral is Asr by Pesach, is it's a pasuk, right? Aral lo yachol, right? A person that's an aral not allowed to eat the korban pesach. That's beferish in the pasuk by korban pesach. So it makes more sense to use that which is beferish in the pasuk that we know that an aral is asr in the korban pesach, and then extend that, you know, using zera shava. Then our aninus, why? Because aninus itself is not beferish in the pasuk. How do we know that a person that's owned not the korban pesach? We learn it from Eizer Sheni. So it's a step away. So therefore, it says it makes more sense to make the Gezira Shava with something which is beferish in the pasuk by an arelus than a ninus, which is any in and itself is only one step away. So, okay, let's do the Rashi's. Okay, ma pesach onei v'chulei. That we said we have Gezira Shava. We suggested, why don't we say Gezira Shava with the no name? Ma Pesach, Onein, etc. Dialfinan, Lekulu, Kachim, Kavachomer, Mi Meiser. Then we learned that all Kachim is Aser Benin, as we learned in the Kavachomer from Meiser Shani, we said. Meisim, Krusim, Bedevar Ha'evit. Simanehi, Mefarshla. This is a simon of the five things. We see, okay, Veonish Kares, we said Alamila. Umila Sakhara Vavada. We said the Mila of the males and the is like children and the Avadam and his slaves are makif if you mean the Korban Pesach, which you don't have by Anina. So it explains Rashi, Mieshlo Ben, Roy Lamul, he has a son that could be Gamal, or Evid Lamul, Asur Ha'av or Adon Lecho the Pesach. So even though he himself is fine, right, but if he has a son or an Eved, whatever, that needs meal and it didn't have it, that's me'akifim from eating the Korban Pesach. Elim kein malu, unless they become gemal. Dixiv, as it says in the Pasuk, himo lo chol zachar, va'az yikrav. First do the meal, and then you can come to eat the Korban Pesach. V'gabe Eved, Dixiv, also it says, umalsa oso, az yochal bo. That you have to mal him, va'az he will eat. So the question is, who's the he? Right? You have to mal the Eved, and then he could eat. So he says, Rashi says, the Girsa and the Bach is, Mahainu Bailav, that the he can eat is referring to the master. He has to mal his Eved, and then he, the master, can eat. Why? The Imishum Eved, if you want to say, no, maybe it means you have to mal the Eved, and then the Eved can eat. That can't be. Why? Hakasav kol ara lo'acho yachobo. We know that already. That if he doesn't have a meal, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach. We know that somebody's not uncircumcised, not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So therefore, it must be talking about that the master can eat. Okay, Adarabba, Aninus. Why not learn the other way? Aninus is more chamor than Pesach. Pasal tfei mi'arlas. Why? Da'is be'chumra, shenohe kol sha'ah, she'met lo'met, in any time that we said a relative or whatever dies, any time it's is aninus, we don't have the arelis of our arelis the gufe mishemal pamachat shuv ein chazer salav. That once that's it, doesn't come back, can't be an arel over and over and over again. It's just once he fit, whereas an onen could can reoccur. Sorry. No, right, right. But once he does, then it doesn't come back. Whereas aninus can come back. Lo matzid amar, says Rashi, the yalif truma mi pesach. And we learn truma from pesach leinya aninus umoki kra de miuta la arelus. Right, and the lafach, and we'll use the we might use the mute for arelus. Why not do it the other way? So then we said Shafkina and Arelis the Ksiv Begufei the Pesach. So Rava said you don't have to come on to the fact that one's more chum or the other. It makes more sense to be use the Isser by the Arelis, because why should we put aside Shafkina and Arelis? He says Begufei the Pesach. says Rashi, "Velo migbarinan le litruma." The gersa here, litruma migzera shava. The Tosha Pesachir, v'yelinan inir. So we're not going to learn the gzera shava, which is beferish arelis in the pasuk. We're not going to learn it onto truma with the gzera shava Tosha Pesachir. V'yalfina naninus, that is not beferish, which we only learn from Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Gamar l'taman bepirik is later on in the pirik. So therefore, Akigatina Mistabra, Arelis the Gufe, Havalela Rabuye, therefore makes more sense to use the Arelis, which in itself is the Farish in the Pasuk. Okay, we're on 9 Amud Base, 16 lines in the bottom. Okay, so we're back to our Xerish Shava that we started with. Again, that we have the Tosha Besachir by the Mitzvah Korban Pesach and by Truma, and therefore we make the connection. So the Gemara says, fine, now that we have the Gzeira Shava, why don't we say the following? Ima Pesach Milas Charav Avadav Me'akeves Soach Betruma Milas Charav Avadav Me'akeves. So if once we're making Gzeira Shava, why don't we extend it to something else? And say that just like by Korban Pesach, we know that if a person's sons or slaves, whatever, don't have bris milah, it's me'akev the master from making Korban Pesach. And since we have the Gzeir Shava, why don't we say the same thing by Truma? And just say that a Kohen can't eat Truma either if his sons or his slaves don't have bris milah. Learn the Gzeir Shava. Gemara says, no. Why? Because we have a miyut. Amar kra umalta oso. As yochal bo. So the diuk's from the word bo. Bo is a mute. That's from the Korban Pesach, right? And your mal the evid, malta also refers to the evid. Excuse me. And then the adon, the master, can eat it. So the word bo is a mute. Milas zacharav avadav markev is bo. Milechol bePesach, vei milasacharav avadav mekeves betruma. So that's the mute. So why don't we say that? Because of that, the mute means it only applies by Korban Pesach, this ikuv of the sons and the slaves, and it doesn't apply by truma. So the Gemara says, ihachi, that it's then we have this mute with bow. So why don't we say ema v'chol ara lo yochal bow? And bo eino ochel aval ochel hu betruma. So why don't we use the same miut from the word bo from the other another pasuk? We also have the pasuk by Korban Pesach v'chol ara lo yochal bo. Then an ara himself can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So why don't we use a bo there and say by Korban Pesach an ara can't eat, but he could eat by truma. So Gemara says no. Right, boi no chel, aval ochel betruma. No, haksiv tosha v'sachir. So no, because we already have our zera shava, tosha v'sachir by Korban Pesach by truma, and just like by there by Korban Pesach he can't eat, an oral can't eat, so too by truma. So now the Gemara says umara isa. Okay, so here gets a shtickle complicated. Just have to fill in the pieces. In other words. Now we're going to say, what are we learning with using these psukim? And the Gemara suggests, let's ma'aris, let's learn this way, why not learn the opposite? Okay, let's see if we can get this straight. Okay, so what are we doing? So what we are doing is that we are using the Gzeira Shava, again, Tosha V'Sachir, we are using the Gzeira Shava to say that an Aral, just like can't eat by Pesach, he can't eat by Truma. That's the Gzeira Shava is used for that. And therefore, the pasuk of the v'chol ara lo yachal bo, we're not using that bo to mimayit the ara, like we said. Instead, we're using lahefik the gzera shava to say, yeah, a ara cannot eat truma, and we are using the bo to tell me about the sons and slaves, that the sons and slaves are me'akad by Pesach and not by Truma. So that's what we are doing. Now the Gemara says, Umara Isa, why are you doing it this way? Why not do it lehafech? Meaning what? Let's use the Gzera Shava of Tosha B'Zachir to say that the dislike the sons and slaves as ma'akev by Pesach. It's ma'akev. Let it be ma'akev by truma, and not use the umalta bo. Right. So as yochal bo, don't use that one, and use the bo by the arel, and say that by Pesach he can't. An arel can't eat, but bo. But he could eat by the truma. So. Comes out though very madnazah, okay. Which again, if we see what are we basically saying over here? If we're going to use this suggested other limu, comes out again. Then here we have a kohen who's also a master, whatever it might be. So kohen, he himself, we're suggesting now. Why not say that he could, even though he's an RL, he can eat truma. But if his sons or slaves are Elim, he can't eat truma. It's ma'akev from eating truma. It sounds very straight, right? He himself is an Arul, no problem, he can eat truma. But if his son's an Arul, he can't eat truma. What kind of a logic is that? But that's what we're suggesting right now with this lima. So, truth is, in a second, the Gemara is going to, because of this, say this is not a good limud, but there has to be avamina. Like the Gemara says, Umaraisa, why don't we say this? But so there has to be some type of logic. So the Meiri gives a suggestion, to have an explanation, which is a little, just to add a little point that makes it a little bit clearer. And that is, there is a difference. What's the difference between him not even being able to eat as an Arul, or him or his sons and slaves being Me'akev? What's the difference? The difference is that by the sons and slaves, them being Me'akev, they're only Me'akev if they are roi to eat. In other words, if the reason why they're arelim, right, is because they're roi to have a bris mila. If they're roi to have a bris mila, just not having a bris mila, then they're me'akev. But if they're not roi to have a bris mila, then they're not me'akev, the father, the master. In other words, let's say the father has a son who's not gemalt. Why? Because he had two other sons before that, and they died or whatever, so this boy is not roi to have a bris mila. So then he's not me'akev the father. Now, the father could eat the Korban Pesach if his son is a son who can't have bris mila. Right? He's not gemalt. Then that's okay. It's only if he could have a bris mila and his father's son didn't do it. So then he's not allowed to eat. But he has to be roi to the bris mila. As opposed to the person himself, doesn't matter. Right? Somebody who's an RO because not his fault, his brother's died before him, whatever, he still can't eat the Korban Pesach. So there is that chiluk. So with that chiluk, now it's not so bad. Now we can hear a little bit. Now, so it could be that it could be such a thing, and now we're using it by truma, right? That the master, maybe if he's an RO, he could still eat truma. Why? Because it's not his fault. Not his fault. So we say, okay, you can eat, Torah says you can eat truma, it's not your fault. Right? But if it's your sons and slaves, which, if it's not, anyways, it's not a problem. If they're not roy, anyways, you can eat. We're only talking about a case where you too could do a bris mila on them, and you're not. You're being negligent. So then we could say that's me'akev. So being negligent, because again, if in fact they're not roy to have bris mila, it doesn't me'akev you. It's only me'akev you if you could do bris mila. So just do it. You're not doing it, so that's, you're being negligent. So you can hear as far to say that's me'akev you from eating truma, because why don't you just do a bris mila on being negligent? Or it's by yourself. It could be we can eat because not necessarily your fault. And he adds, and even if it is, it's not because of that. It could be that you're scared or whatever to do a bris mila on yourself. You know, it's a scary thing, whatever. So, so there's a reason to say that we're not gonna. That's not gonna. Okay, there is a habit. Okay, so now the Gemara is gonna be tocha. This, why not say? Okay, so in other words, it's the question it boils down to, which we're dealing with now, is what is it? Where's the iser? Is the iser by he himself being an RL, right? Which is what we are holding in the end, right? If he's an RL, he can eat, but his sons or slaves that not me'akev, or is the other way around, or is it no sons and slaves me'akev, but he could eat? That's the two studs. So the Gemara says, "Mistabra arelas de gufe havelel rabuye, shekain maise begufo ve'onish kares." So he said, "No, it makes sense to do it the way we are doing it. That he himself is an arl is the problem, not if his sons and slaves. Why? Because we have these two chumras by him. That first of all, it's maise begufo, talking about him doing it to himself. So that's more chumra than doing the bris to somebody else." And Onesh Kares, if he himself doesn't have Bris Mila, that's he's over. He's a Kares, but not if his sons and slaves don't have. So that's a chumra by that. So more similar, like we saw yesterday, if the other Indian now says you can look at the other way also. Adaram Mila Zecharav Avadav Havaleila Rabuye. I can find you a chumra that by the sons and slaves that you don't have by him. How so? Shekain Yeshna Bechol Shah. That by the case of the sons and slaves, this is something that can be kol shah, meaning that you can have another son, you can buy more slaves. It can something that continues on and on. You can always have this inyan when it comes to sons and slaves, but by the person himself, at this once, it bris mila finished. So there's a chumra by that. So now, as we saw yesterday, more answers the same way. It's true, but hanech nefishan. But there we had two chumras. More chumras by the case of himself having bris mila as opposed to sons and slaves, which only had one chumra. So we go after the one that has more chumras. That's one answer. V'ibayseima below hanech nefisha nami lo matzidamer. Even without having come on to this, well, this is more chumra than that. So this is two. This has one. Anyways, it doesn't make sense to do it the way we suggested. Why? And this is what we said to begin with, because it's logical. It doesn't make so much sense. Like we said at the beginning, even though we give a svara, the miri, but the bottom line, it's a shtickle dachuk. It doesn't really, it's not so good. We're saying that what he himself is no problem. He can eat truma as an aro, but not if his son or slaves are. It's not such a glatt svara. So therefore, it makes more sense to say, as we are saying, that the he himself is an aro cannot eat, but his sons and slaves do not make it. Okay, so that's the end of that. Next, the Gemara is now the kasha. Hashta damard bo lidrasha hudeasa kol nechar lo yochol bo lamali. Okay, so now we see we've seen this idea how the word bo is a mute, this and as opposed to something else. So it also says the word bo as we by korban pesach kol ben nechar lo yochol bo. Somebody who is as a mumar whatever he can't eat. So it sounds like bo, but something else, yes. So what is a bo? So my answer is bo hamaras das meak poselas, but ain main hamaras das poselas b'meiser. Okay, so the bo is coming to b'meiser, that somebody who's a mumar can eat the korban pesach, but he could eat meiser, in this case meiser sheni. And there's a girsa in the Gemara says the same thing in Maseches Pesachim, but there it says truma. So pashas, they're both true, that a mumar can eat meiser sheni, he can eat truma. So it's only by korban pesach and not by these things. Okay, some more continues. The whole ara lo yochal bo lamali. So now again we have the word bo, as we saw by the pasuk, the whole ara lo yochal bo. So what is that coming to Mimayat then? That dafka bar korban pesach says bo, an aral can eat a korban pesach. So Gemara says bo is bo eino ochel aval ochel hu b'matzo maror, that he can't eat the korban pesach, but he still can eat the matzo maror, an aral. So they point out also here Rishonim that the maror is not really applicable, because we're talking about on deraisa for sure, right? Deraisa level is like he can eat maror. So there's no intrinsic mitzvah deraisa of eating maror. Maror just goes together with the korban pesach. You don't eat the korban pesach with maror. But matzah, there is beer of tochol matzah, the mitzvah of matzah in itself, like we have today. We don't have the korban pesach, so mitzvah matzah. So, but there's no intrinsic mitzvah of eating maror without the korban pesach. So they say in Achanami, it's just like shigra halashon, that you know matzah and maror go together. You know, so it's ma'akev, and maybe even the korban pesach, but not matzah maror. It's really matzah. But the maror is thrown in there. Okay. Rashi says, on top of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, Hamaras das poselis, the im himir dato, if he went off the derech, v'nisnakru ma'asav l'aviv shebashamayim, amarachamana lo yochabo. He's not allowed to eat it, but that's by korban pesach, but he is allowed to eat meiser sheni, etc. Okay, next Rashi, Yachi garsinan kol ara lo yochabo lamali, bo again, my memayit. So we saw the word bo is a mew. What is a memayit over here? And velo garcinan, says Rashi, tosha v'sachir. Even though we have the similar, we also have like a bow in that pasuk. Toshav v'sachir, what's the lashon? Also lo yachol bo something? Lo yachol bo? Toshav v'sachir lo yachol bo. Right. So we have the word the bow there as well. But we're not, this Rashi said that we're not darshaning over here, even though it's a girsa like that. But he says that's, we're not gorish, this bow, this drasha by Toshav v'sachir lo yachol bo. Why? The Haukimna Kule Kral Xira Shava Vakrina Lemi Pashta Ligamri. Because that whole pasuk is we're using Toshav Zakir for the Xira Shava, so that takes out the whole Pashta to the pasuk, he says, and therefore you can't darshan the word bo over there. Okay. Back to the Gemara. V'itzrich lemichtav arel, v'itzrich lemichtav kol nech, kol ben nechar. Okay, the Torah has to tell us both things. That we can't just assume one from the other. That an arel can't eat, and a mumer can't eat. We need to be taught both. Why? The ikas of rachamana arel. Because if the Torah only wrote an arel can't eat, I might say mishum dimiis, because he's maus. His body is like gross because he doesn't have a bris mila. So that's why it's like a physical thing. Aval beinechar de lo mis. Amalo, but a mumar, his body looks good. He's fine physically. It's just his religious things are problematic. So therefore, I wouldn't necessarily know that he can't that he can't eat. Therefore, Torah has to tell me that even a mumar can eat. Because of Rachamana Kol Ben Nechar, if Torah only wrote about a mumar, he can't eat. So I might say Mishum De Ein Libo LaShamayim again, because he's a mumar and he's not. Not with it when it comes to his religion. Aval Arol, the Libo L'Shamayim, but an Arol is totally fine in these areas. So I might say, Imalo, maybe he could eat the Korban Pesach, therefore Tzricha, therefore I need both. Okay, and finally, for today, the Gemara says, Mimenu Lamali. So now we're saying, well, now that we're you know, darshing all these mutim, we're saying, hey, a new thing, you know, bows, and am I this and not something else? So now the Gemara says, well, what about mimenu? Mimenu is also a shtickle word that's coming to mimayit. Mimenu and not something else. So therefore, these were said by the Korban Pesach, the words mimenu, what is it coming to mimayit? Lamali. So the Gemara says, that you have to wait. We'll find that later on. This is Likud Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, which the Gemara says later on. What this is coming to Mimayet, these Mimenus. The Gemara says, I think on Ayin Dalet or whatever. The Gemara is going to say it. And that's that. Says Rashi, Mimenu, as we see, Lotochlu Mimenu Na. Says by the Korban Pesach, says the word mimenu. What is it coming to exclude? Kevan damar bo limiute mimenu nami limiute mashma. So we're saying bo is a mimute, so mimenu is also a mute. What is it coming to mimayat? Rashi said, look at the rabbi, etc. Look, come on, the pirkin, a $9 lamud aleph. Tilta mimenu, ksivi be pesach. And I was going to say there's three mimenus by pesach. What is it coming to mimayat, etc. That's all later on in coming attractions.